Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
We're going to have to ask my favorite announcer to say worldwide, since we are worldwide at RadioGolfClub.com, and you can catch all of our shows there archived. It's like a library of all the shows that we've done. Welcome to Saturday. It's a beautiful August 7th. This is the Golf Club, and our guest this morning from the eGolf Tour, the VP of Tour Relations, Stuart Moore, from Suite 101, feature writer and European Senior Tours, John Hoskinson, GlobalGolfPost.com founder Jim Nugent, and XM Radio's Bob Bupka, XM Sirius, I should say. That's right, Bob's got a show now. Unfortunately, in Hawaii, we don't get it, but you get it. And that's right, we'll be talking with Bob. He's at Bridgestone. Tiger's at the bottom of... He just said, you know, I don't want to talk to anybody. Thank you very much. Somebody, Ron Zirak, sent out a tweet, said something to the effect of, you know, he blew off the media and went to the range and said, talk to the leaders. Well, if he had sat there, and what would he say? I'm awful. I haven't put the pieces together like I thought I did. Like I said earlier in the week, you know, I'm putting the pieces together. Well, they didn't come together. And so I'm going to go on the practice range. And then everybody would have been like, why are you guys talking to Tiger Woods? Tiger didn't do anything to deserve being talked to. You should focus on the leaders. Focus. But then the big they, want to hear Tiger. I want to hear Tiger. I want to see Tiger win. I want Tiger to win. All right. This show is made possible by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you've been hurt in an auto accident or you've got workman's comp, go to Moon Physical Therapy. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work product you can depend on. Alakai Mechanical. Floors of Hawaii, the only company that recycles carpet. Floors of Hawaii is flooring done right. And the Computer Doctor, whether you got a PC or a Mac or your network is falling apart, go see or have them come to you, because the Computer Doctor is always on call. All right, let's start off. First of all, Tad Fujikawa, the most exciting golf right now, eGolf Tour. That's all there is to it. Tad Fujikawa is 21 under. He's got a 6-stroke lead, or as some of our local guys like to say now, the new way of putting it is a 6-swing lead. I like that. Six-swing lead. Going into today's final round, and joining us, first off, is Stuart Moore, eGolf. Good morning. How are you, Stuart?
Danielle, I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Excellent. Are you swamped over there?
I'll tell you what, in terms of the actual weather, we are no longer swamped. We are finally underneath 95 degrees for the first time all week. But work-wise, busy as always, this is a unique week for us. The tournament is our tour championship, and it's limited to the top 50 members on our money list, of which Tad was inside the top 15. And following the conclusion of today's event, we're awarding the top 20 members on our money list with PGA Tour Q School entry. As some of your listeners might know, that's about a $5,000 value that eGolf is paying for to try to help these guys achieve their dreams of playing on the PGA Tour and hopefully at Kapalua and the Sunday Open for years to come.
Exactly. And, I mean, we've got Sam Sears over there. We've got Ryan Perez with you. John Racer's there. And, of course, Tad Fujikawa. We've got a lot of guys from Hawaii and a lot of friends of this radio show at the eGolf. And I really want to thank you for being so supportive. Now, the course is normally a very difficult one. Which course are you playing today?
We're at Spring Creek Golf Club in Gordonsville, Virginia, which is in central Virginia right next to Charlottesville, home of the University of Virginia. It's an unbelievable track. It was awarded Golf Digest Best New Course in 2007, and it is wall-to-wall bent grass conditions, which for this area tend to be very difficult to achieve, but the golf course superintendent, Brian Vincel, when this place opened, was convinced he could make it work, and it is in the condition of any PGA Tour or major championship course you would ever stumble upon. It's a fascinating layout, and it's usually one, like you said, one of the hardest courses on our schedule. This week, they had not had rain for over a month here and got nailed with two storms on Tuesday and Wednesday this week with softened up conditions. And as you know, players of this caliber, when they get soft conditions, it's like throwing darts at greens, and certainly that's what we saw from Tad the first three rounds, 65, 64, 66. Just came out on a tear and then made the turn today at 2-under. To maintain his six-shot advantage over Derek Fathauer, who also turned to 2-under. So scoring is unbelievably low, especially given this golf course.
Now, it was interesting to do. What happened to Tad is something that every golfer needs to remember. When he was talking about how he played pretty darn good on the front nine, he could have birdied more holes because several lipped out at 6 and 7, I think it was, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Had some whip out to 6 and 7 yesterday. Still made the turn at 31. And to be honest with you, that side, the front nine at Spring Creek, is not generally where people do their scoring. Most of the scoring is found on the back nine. And if you look at Tad's scorecards this week, he has done most of his damage. 14 birdies in 3 days on the front nine alone is pretty spectacular. Where most of the field kind of tries to hang on through the front nine and then have the birdies start pouring out on the back.
What happened for the back nine then, after talking about what could have happened in the front nine, he started missing those birdies.
Yeah.
Right? And you really got to be careful because those golf gods will just nail you, you know? Be happy that you got what you got. Don't talk about what you could have had.
Right. I'm being too picky. When you turn to 31, let's not get too picky here.
Yeah, right. And he was also, another thing he talked about is he was thinking about whether or not he should pay attention to what the other guys are doing. And that's got to be the worst thing, right? You just got to play your game. And that's what he said.
Yep, you really have to get into that zone as a player. And it's very difficult because for the most part, as you know, there's so much time in between shots. It's very hard to block out what your playing competitors are doing. Especially your playing partner, you're there watching every shot, you're marking down his score on the official scorecard, so it's hard to be in the realm to which you have no idea what's going on outside your own little world, but certainly Tad seems to be doing that just fine this week.
That's excellent, and it's perfect because the two leaders are playing, keeping each other's score, so how do you block it out? And you just have to find that happy place in your mind, where you can block out everything, all of the mess that's going on around you, and keep that nasty code, that caddy, the one that's talking to you, the coach inside your mind that's telling you what you can't do. You got to keep him out of the loop. Well, this is really exciting. It's great to see the eGolf Tour being so supportive. The top 20 finishers in the Tour Championship on the eGolf Tour get their Q school paid for, $5,000. Plus, there's, of course, to the winner, some $25,000 purse.
Correct, $25,000 this week. And it's actually the top 20 on our member list after the Tour Championship will get Q school paid for. So it kind of rewards the guys who have played good throughout the season and obviously that are members of the Tour first and foremost. Certainly, Tad has already locked that up. So he'll be going to PGA Tour Q school this fall, courtesy of eGolf. And we certainly look forward to seeing him get back on the PGA Tour on more of a full-time nature.
Thank you so much for being on the show at such short notice. Stuart Moore, eGolf Tour, thank you for being so supportive.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for your time.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. John Hoskinson standing by. He'll probably have some more to talk to us about just how to keep yourself under control when you've got a 21 under par and a 6-stroke lead going into the final round. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're joined now by Suite 101 feature writer, European Senior Tour player, John Hoskinson, who is also one heck of an instructor. Good morning, John, or good evening.
Good morning, Danielle. Nice to be on the show.
It's good to have you on the show. It's just after 6 o'clock in England.
Yes, just starting to get dark, but yes, just 6 o'clock here.
Okay, you wrote about playing at Carnoustie. You played it.
Yes.
You said something to. I found Carnoustie too hard with all the bunkers, but you played with Mike Reed and Jadon Blake, who led in the first round and finished up in third place. So tell us a bit about playing Carnoustie.
Well, Carnoustie was really made famous when Hogan came across in 53 and won the Open. He actually had to not play in the United States PGA that week because the two dates clashed, and he made a brave move, came across here, and completely dominated, and it was one of the great performances of all time, and that really put Carnoustie on the map. Some people nickname it Carnasty because it's such a brutal golf course. But particularly the last four holes, it's heavily bunkered, and we're not talking sort of normal sand traps. These are very, very deep, severe hazards where you go in and you are simply trying to get out, maybe not even forwards towards the green. You have to play out sideways. So you've got to use your best tactics, your best strategic game. You've got to be really hitting the ball well, and it's a brutal test, as found by many of the Open champions who've won there. Even coming down the last hole, maybe John Vandevelde taking 7 to lose, Padraig Harrington taking 6 on the last to just scrape into a playoff. He eventually won, but it's fraught with hazards, an extremely tough, brutal finish.
Sounds like an iron game.
It is an iron. It's very long. You've got to commit to length off the tee, but you've got to somehow avoid the bunkers. Effectively, you must be able to shape tee shots from left to right and right to left at will. Otherwise, you're going to run into trouble.
Basically, you do the best you can. You get to to Carnoustie with your game and hope it's going to be the right. Because the one thing about golf is you can practice and practice and practice, but there are days when you just can't put it all together.
Yep, absolutely. If your timing might be wrong. And normally, players try to play a relatively defensive game on the first 3 or 4 holes while they're finding out how well they're timing the ball, how much they're going to be able to attack that day. So you generally play yourself in sort of hitting 90% off the tee, aiming for the middle of the greens. You find out how well you're timing the ball. And if you're not timing it very well, as we all do from time to time, then you've got to start playing relatively safe. But if you're really on your A game, then you can afford to take a few risks. So as particularly on a links course, which is so demanding, you have to give yourself a little bit of time to find out how you're operating.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch, like Phil Mickelson, who's doing so well right now at Firestone, in the very narrow fairways and a very U.S. course. He's completely out of his element when it comes to Lynx golf, and it says so. You know, I wish I could play well here, but because I love the course, but I just can't seem to get it.
A Lynx course doesn't really suit Mickelson. I mean, I find him the most refreshing player to watch in the world. He's got such a great attitude, so really phlegmatic around the golf course, can hit it in the trees, comes out, plays fantastic pitch shots. To play a Lynx course really well, you've got to be a little bit more strategic, like Bernard Langer, who's meticulous in his preparation, very straight and controlled in everything he does. And it doesn't really suit, in a way, a tremendously charismatic player like Mickelson. The players who've won of Hogan, Bernard Langer's, very precise people. And I don't have Mickelson in that category.
No.
And I think that's probably why he's so exciting to watch, because he takes on risks and does things that you cannot really afford to do on a links course.
I got it, yes. And this is what he said, you know, if he could be world number one, of course, after today's play.
Yeah. He could well be, yeah. I mean, with Tiger's real fall from grace, take over number one today.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow, after today's play, which in for Tiger's done already, he just walked off and went to the practice. You know, he said, "Don't talk to me."
I watched.
do you blame him?
I think it's a very complex thing. Obviously, there's so much discussion about it, but it's almost. I think it highlights how much a player relies on becoming emotionally charged to do well, like a weightlifter slapping himself in the face before he's got to lift that gargantuan weight. Tiger was always pumping his fist. He got really charged up. I think he's having the confusion of having to show a degree of humility has taken that away, rather like Samson and Delilah when he had his hair cut off.
Yes.
He couldn't create that power. And Tiger seems to be sapped of strength at the moment, of mental strength, and that's transferred into his game, which he held together when he was emotionally strong, but at the moment it just seems to be falling apart.
I mean, he put himself in the position. He got himself where he is, and he's going to have to dig himself out. Whether he wins this year or not is going to be an interesting question. So many people thought he could rescue the PGA Tour this, you know, right now at the Bridgestone, WGC Bridgestone, Firestone, because it's a lackluster. Frankly, that's why I started the show by saying that the most exciting golf right now is being played on the eGolf Tour. And yes, because he's got a strong lead and he's playing so well and the golf course is receptive to that kind of play. But it just doesn't seem. The most exciting person is Phil Mickelson, and I've got this this cut from him when he talked about becoming number one in the world. And let's just take a listen to that.
You know, it would be obviously it would be cool. I'm not going to say that it wouldn't. It'd be something I would love to do, and ultimately be regarded as number one according to the rankings and so forth. And I know that I've got a great opportunity this week. I know that I'm playing well, and this is, you know, my best opportunity. I try not to think about it. You know, I want to come out and play well here, get in contention, get sharp, get focused, especially for next week, too. But also, it's a World Golf Championship event that means a lot, and I'd like to make a move this weekend.
Yeah, and he seems to be doing just that. You know, he hasn't started playing yet. They haven't teed off, but at 145, he'll be going off soon. He's a 6-under, just one shot off the pace. Retief Goosen, and I love Retief, nice guy, but just You know, he's got the excitement factor.
He's not as charismatic as some of the other players, and he's slightly struggled with his game over the years, recently particularly. But Mickelson has a charm about him. He relates so closely to the galleries, and you know, whether you're a professional or an amateur watching golf, it's fantastic to see. Like the camaraderie he showed with between himself and Rory McIlroy yesterday, and he's up for a chat, and he smiles to the gallery, and then he takes on impossible shots and whacks it in the trees, and then chips and putts, and he's got that sort of slightly quirky smile on his face. Ironic, you know, I can't believe I'm doing it. It's terrific to watch. Really, really entertaining.
Fantastic. Yeah, it is. Now, you have a way about you that I find just equally entertaining and insightful. The way you teach, you have now become the feature writer for Suite101.com, where you provide all kinds of insights into how to improve the game. Now, a tip for before we go into a break and come back and talk about your golfswingdrillsandtips.com site and your writing for Suite101.com and some other tips. For someone coming back from, I know a friend of ours, Stuart, and his wife, lovely wife, just got back from Scotland and played Lynx golf. What is your advice for an American or someone who's used to an American-style course going to Europe, going to England, Scotland, Ireland, playing? What do you suggest?
Well, the main difference would be on the fact that on a Lynx course, the ball's going to run a long way. It's best to try to keep the ball low and run it onto the greens, whereas in America, with the watered fairways and greens, you're going to be trying to pitch it all the way. You've got to be inventive and try to see the way the ball's going to react to the slopes, and you sort of chunk it forward and bounce it and run it past the traps. It is a completely different golf game. It does require a certain imagination and a need to play these golf courses to find out how to actually get round such a weird, complex course. St Andrews, most Americans who play St Andrews for the first time find it the most horrific golf course. Then they grow to love it if they play it again. But on first sight, it's just it's an amazing place. You'd never call it a golf course.
Is that where the bump and run comes from?
The bump and run. I mean, basically, these greens, St Andrews, you've got greens 120 yards wide. They put a statistic on the British Open recently that it took two greenkeepers, they walked 30 miles to cut the green, going back and forth, double cutting it. They are absolutely gigantic. And you can have putts of 100 yards where you're taking literally half a golf swing at it. So it's a different ball game and requires, you know, you've got to really put to bed your ideas of a well-manicured golf course and wake up to looking at the shots in front of you where you've got this massive mound and a pot bunker that you can't see that your caddy tells you is online with the distant spire in St Andrews and the church 5 miles away. And don't hit it left because that's where the parson's nose bunkers are, which are 15 feet deep, and you've got to come outside where it's near the out-of-bounds fence. I mean, it's just totally different.
Well, it sounds nasty all around.
Hence the word car nasty.
Yes, but a lovely walk, don't you think?
If you like the breeze, yeah. Personally, I'm not a great fan of Lynx golf. I love the manicured hit it
okay.
And stop it like a dart, but
right.
Hopefully I'll get there one day.
We'll be back right after this with John Hoskins. Okay. And my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. First of all, a shout out to Fred. Fred, thank you for listening from St. Petersburg, Russia. I just have something I'd like to kind of like throw out here. I got an idea for U.S. golf fans. You got to adopt a golfer from your heritage. Let's say you're from St. Petersburg, Russia. Maybe you weren't born there, but your family, you know, a couple of three, four generations ago, they came from Germany. They came from Ireland. They came from wherever, right? And they're here in the United. You're here now. You were born here. And of course, you're rooting for your favorite U.S. golfer. But okay, let's say your favorite U.S. golfer is having a tough weekend. Can't get anything going. So, go with your heritage pick. Adopt a golfer. It's something the you know, Americans of Korean descent, the Americans of Japanese ancestry, the Chinese Americans. They've all done it for years. And now the Swiss in Switzerland, they're trying to get into U.S. football. Guess who their favorite football player is in the U.S.? Ben Roethlisberger. His family's from Switzerland. Roethlisberger. Okay? That's how they pronounce it there. So, you know, adopt somebody. Get to know them. Make them yours because the Europeans are taking over. The world is taking over. The Asian tour is taking. It's a global game. And it's been coming for 5 or 6, 7, 8 years. It's been moving that direction. Ever since the U.S. market got saturated, that's just the way it is. So it's time for us to deal with it. And Tiger's going to do what Tiger's going to do. He's going to get his game back or not. Speaking of some of the things that you can do for your game, and everybody says, you know, what's wrong with Tiger's putting? He's like lost on the greens. You have some great golf tips and drills for putting surfaces. To help stop three putting is one of your tips. John Hoskinson, golf swing drills and tips.com is where you can find some of these things and go there. I like what you talk about. Rolling the ball up close to the hole on a long putt is the quickest way to stop three putting, but you make that sound so simple.
Well, it's basically to stop three putting, you've got to get good distance control. That's the key, because most people don't hit putts incredibly inaccurately that makes them three putt. They leave it short or they leave it long. And one of the great drills for adapting to the pace of the green is to simply take a 20-foot putt and don't aim at a hole and hit a ball. The next putt, you try to hit a foot 2 feet past. The third putt, you try to leave it 2 feet short of the ball. And it gives you this ability to adapt the pace. Most people, they always should, go onto the practice putting green before a round just to assess the pace of the greens. But it's a great tip to not focus on a hole, so you're not putting your stroke under stress accuracy-wise, but to actually benefit from distance control, hit a putt, hit the next one further, hit the next one shorter. It's giving you the ability to adjust.
And that's something that Bubba Watson was talking about. The greens were softer the next day at Firestone. So his first day when he shot the 66 and he was in the lead, he couldn't miss. And then the greens slowed down and he never got used to it. So what you're suggesting is your first putt is just a putt to see how it's rolling. And then you try to actually go further than the hole. Then you try to go stop it before the hole, before you start trying to make the putt. What about this kitchen floor and the coin? You have
that was interesting. That came from Johnny Miller many years ago, and it was basically he used to have a practice drill where he'd put it would be a dollar or for us a 20 pence coin on the floor, and you try to, with the leading edge of the putter, when it's on the kitchen floor, just come down so the putter's traveling very level to the floor. And then if you do that, you're actually able to catch the side of the coin and knock it forward just as a putt would. But if you get steep on the putt or you release the putt ahead too early, you'll either hit the floor behind the coin or you'll actually come down on top of the coin itself and it will actually bounce up into the air. It's very important to come in level with the putter so that it has a nice roll off the blade. If you come in too steep and it bounces slightly, or you come in too early and you thin it, that will actually have a dramatic effect on the distance the putt goes. And, of course, no matter how accurately you read a green, if you don't hit it the predicted distance, it won't go in the hole. So it's a great, great way. Just put a coin on the floor and just try and clip it forward, hitting the leading edge. Great way to get the putter head coming in level with the ground.
See what I mean? I love how you describe things. I mean, you were born to talk on the air. And most people, I'm serious, most people say, how can you do a golf show on the radio? And you need TV to show stuff. But you have a way of describing it. Okay, one thing that I'm criticized for, and partly because of back issues, is, you know, my hip turn. They say, Danielle, and I consider myself a pretty good dancer, you know, but put your hip, swing your hips a little bit, girl. Now, didn't you say that, you know, the hip turn in the golf swing is really important here, and you've got some golf tips and drills for that?
Well, when I started golf at the RAC as a young pro, my boss was Jack Button. He played in the Ryder Cup against Gene Saracen, and he showed me pictures of his golf swing. And at the top of his swing, when he was wearing a jacket and tie, he had a 90-degree hip turn. It was the only way he was able to turn his shoulders fully, which is absolutely vital. Some people don't have a great deal of flexibility, and therefore they've got to turn their hips. Some people are really supple, and they allow to keep their hips from moving very much, in which case they build up a lot of resistance. But this is a very individual thing. The key, and what it overrides everything to do with the hips, is the shoulders must turn fully on the backswing. So if you're not very supple, you're a bit portly, don't try to put resistance in the hip action. Let them go. Let them turn, which allows a full shoulder turn. But if you're young and you're supple, like a lot of the young pros now, if you can keep the hips resisting the backswing so you turn against them, it adds more power. So it's very difficult to put in any hard and fast rules. But number one, people mustn't read magazine articles and think, oh, the key to my swing and more power must be resistance with the hips on the backswing, because if they don't turn their shoulders fully, they'll just end up topping and cutting the ball. Shoulder turn
my shoulders. It's my shoulders that need to move more than my hips. My hips don't need to move as much. Oh, my goodness. Yes, so, but I love what you just said last. Okay, so the one thing about this, okay, we're taking away from this lesson right here, is hips, if you can, you know, if you've got the flexibility, don't hurt yourself, but they need to be a little bit more stable. Shoulder turn is important, and what's so critical is what you just said is don't read a magazine article that says this is the key to improving your game. This will make you shave 6 strokes off your...
It's catastrophic. I, over the years, Well, I remember reading a magazine article in 1973 which debated whether a golfer should turn or tilt on the way back. And I spent 6 months practicing my God's action, Jack Nicklaus, which is a bit of a tilter's action. I hit thousands of balls. I thought this was the key. And then another golfer came on, I can't remember who it was, who advocated turning. So I spent 6 months turning my body on a flattish plane. And magazine articles are great if you're able to find what's going to suit your swing. But each individual, you ask Ernie Els what his swing thought is, or Tigers, or Phil Mickelson's, they're going to be completely different. And if you just ad hoc take one out of the blue without realizing it's relevant to your individual swing, you're going to be really messed up. So it's very important to know the characteristics of your swing. And I did write an article, actually. Every golfer should be able, in one sentence, to describe their golf swing. For instance, I take the club too far inside, I then loop it up and cross the line, and then I severely come over the top. Or I take it back steeply, I get laid off, and I tilt on the way through. Once you know the general characteristics of your swing, which very, very rarely change, then you can start to look at articles that are relevant to your faults. But just picking one up and thinking, oh, gosh, Hogan resists tremendously with his hips on the way back, I'm going to try that because he's a great player, that's just going to mess people up because it's potluck whether you hit the right thing or not.
It's so potluck. Yeah.
If you had a lesson and you went to a pro and you said, look, I know I've got lots of faults, but all I want you to do in this lesson is describe my swing. You don't need to fix it. Just describe it to me in one sentence. Actually, that would be of more benefit to most people than trying one or two things, because at least then they'd know the general characteristics of their swing and can look at players who swing it like that. Jimenez goes inside, over the top. And then you'll get somebody like Kenny Perry who goes outside and loops it onto the inside. Look at the players who swing similar to you and see what they do to help their game. That's my
excellent.
Best advice, really.
Excellent advice. And first of all, you got to figure out what your swing is, right?
You got to figure out your swing. You actually, yeah. But if you ask most people how they swing it, they tell you completely differently. I give lessons and I say, tell me, how do you think you're swinging at the moment? And I'll say, oh, I'm going too upright, John. My head moves down, tilts, and then what I do is my right elbow comes slamming into my right hip and I release it early. And actually, they're describing something that is completely different to what they do.
That sounds like me. I really have, I really need to work on my game because there are days when I can really hit it and there's days I can putt. That's the one thing I can tell you. I can putt. But as a final note, I want to congratulate you on being the feature writer for Suite101.com.
Thank you.
Excellent. And I just thoroughly enjoy having you on the show. There's never enough time. But you say something that's so important, and I want to get to these people. You know, we're doing this qualifying for a trip to Maui for someone to win 5 days at the Aloha Team Classic Tournament Flyaway. You're going to go to the Aloha Team Classic, was a charity event. You play Kapalua Plantation, you play the Bay Course and Ka'anapali. So you don't have to sign up and play, but it would be cool if you did. If you win the trip, why not, right? So you stay right at the Napili Shores for 5 days. You get a Hertz rent a car for 6 days. You get all these wonderful things, including a round of golf at Ka'anapali, and that's free, and two events that you get to go to, the Aloha Team Classic opening and closing events. And the 18th caller is going to qualify to win this trip, and the number to call is 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. Two of our qualifiers in the past 2 weeks, one is a 3, one is an 8, okay? And you say that there is no shot that gives a golfer more satisfaction than a powerful draw with a driver.
Probably. It's maximizing the length, and it's a shot, as most people tend to cut the ball. A draw shot is what most club golfers, a powerful draw shot, it's what most club golfers would really love to be able to hit.
So give us the key. Is there a way to make it maybe not happen every time, but more often than not?
The key to hitting a draw shot is the club must be coming from inside to out. So the club must be traveling slightly to the right of target. You can adjust this by aiming your stance to the right, or you can do it with your swing. But most people who tend to fade the ball or cut the ball aim left because they're scared of aiming right, because they think they're going to hit it even further out of bounds. 90% of golfers who cut or slice the ball, who'd like to draw the ball, need to aim further right. The first few shots might well go to the right, but given time, their hands will realize they've got a new role to play. They've actually got to release the club head. So if you aim right and let your hand do the work, soon you'll be able to hit the ball from right to left. Your power will increase. The strike will increase. You'll be able to compress the ball, and soon you'll see those beautiful, powerful draws nailed down the middle of the fairway.
My God, I feel more powerful already. Oh, you just empowered me. I feel like I'm ready to go do it.
Great. Aim right.
That's aim right. John Huskisson, you are wonderful. I adore you. Thank you so much for being on the Golf Club Radio Show.
Thanks for inviting me, Danielle. Great to be on the show. Anytime.
We'll do it again. Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
See you soon, yes.
Aloha.
And we'll be back with Jim Nugent, Global Golf Post, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Congratulations, Norbert Kitashima of Mililani. You are the qualifier, the first one of the morning to go to Maui and spend 5 nights at the Napili Shores and drive a Hertz rent a car. And you'll be at the opening and closing ceremonies of the Aloha Team Classic, where the LPGA players will be giving clinics and playing with the people who enter, and you'll have so much fun you'll want to keep playing. That's it. That's the ticket. If you'd like to play around, the Kendall Cup for Hawaii International Billfish Tournament, they're playing at Makalei today, and Kalepahui is there too. There's a 948 and an 1156. Volcano, if you'd like a cooler temperature, 52 degrees, 10:42, 11 o'clock is available to you. The Gym Rats are playing at Ko'olina. You can play too at 11:20. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. We've got the man who made Global Golf Post reality. This is a all-digital newspaper. news. Good morning, Jim Nugent.
Good morning, Danielle, and you can call it whatever you like.
You know, it's interesting because we have different ways of phrasing things that are sort of, you know, in our vocabulary. And now this is an all digital news, not a letter.
Publication.
Excellent. Thank you. A digital publication. And it's beautifully done and amazing. I've gotten so many positive comments and so many people talking about the Global Golf Post and how they read it every Monday, comes to you into your mailbox and it's there and they're reading it. How's the feedback been for you?
You're kind to say that, and the feedback that we've gotten is very much similar to what you're hearing, and really the credit for that goes to Brian Hewitt and the editorial team that he has assembled. We have some of the most decorated brand names in golf journalism from around the world working for us, and that's what's really making the difference. Their insight, their point of view is really what is making Global Golf Post work around the world.
Let's take one in particular, Mike Perkey. I had a chance to play golf with Mike in Arizona, and you know, he was a president of the Golf Writers Association of America.
That's correct.
He's been writing for years, so he brings this wealth of information, not just from, you know, history, but just having followed for so long. He's got these real insights, and he's a great golfer. Have you ever played with him?
Well, I know that he's a good player, although I haven't had the chance to play with him. I'm urging him to qualify for the U.S. Senior Amateur, which will take place in Orlando, which is where we're headquartered, and I've told him that if that happens, I will get him a golf bag that says Global Golf Post on it,
yes.
And I might even come out and caddy for him. So,
yes.
But he's an extremely talented, not just a writer, and he is a very, very good writer, but he's equally talented when it comes to editing, and he's really one of a couple guys that are the backbone of the Global Golf Post editorial team, and I'm just flattered and honored to have him and everyone else.
All right. I love the pictures. You know, I always go through the shots that are taken from the week before. And this 59 that is, you know, Stuart Appleby, of course, you know, we have had him win this SBS championship 3 years in a row. So we're very familiar with Stuart and, you know, how strong he is mentally. And he's in such good shape and shooting that 59. Followed on the heel, you know, this comes after we had Steve Stricker's 60, and this 17-year-old who shoots a 57 in tournament play. What's up with all these low scores?
It must be something in the air, and I'm trying to connect the dots here and have failed on something else. There's been like 5 no-hitters in baseball this year, which is also startling. So
yes,
it, there must be something in the sports air. Otherwise, I just don't know how to explain it. You know, the Greenbrier situation, that golf course probably isn't quite tour ready just yet. I think that all the numbers were very low, and there were a couple of runs at 59 early in the week. And so they're going to have to toughen that up. But as much as anything, it's just indicative of how good these guys really are.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, isn't it? Speaking of how good these guys really are, what's your take? And you know, and we got to talk about it. He's at the bottom of the leaderboard. You know, he's Tiger Woods. There was one article written about can he save the PGA Tour at Firestone? You know, would he, after winning there 7 times? My goodness, where else could he possibly not resurrect his career? You know.
Well, I don't think the PGA Tour needs saving, to be honest. I think they're doing just fine, thank you, and I think everyone that's playing it and all the officials would agree with me. You know, I Tiger's got a lot on his mind, I think, these days. That's my observation. I'm hardly close to the situation to really know what's going on. But when he was playing so well, when he was dominant, he had a clear mind. He had only one thing to worry about, and that was to go play golf. Unfortunately, the circumstances are very different now. I think he has a very lot of issues on his mind as he works his way through the family situation. And until there's resolution to that, and probably even a little bit of time after it, I don't expect to see Tiger to return to the form that we knew so well for so long.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, anyone who's gone through a divorce and there's children involved, it just does terrible things to your heartstrings. And
yes.
I don't care how strong you are, how mentally focused you are. You know, someone asked him this week, so where did all that legendary Tiger focus go? You know, well, I've had things on my mind, he said. You know, and when it comes to emotions, that pretty much is the game of golf. You know, and as you said, everything was very, very controlled in Tiger's world. He controlled the media through his newsletter. He pretty much kept everybody at bay, had his own world, didn't worry about people intruding on it, and now it's a whole different ballgame, in addition to having to worry about how much of a factor he'll be in his children's lives. And that's a terrible thing to have to deal with. It's very, very difficult.
I think anyone that has lived through that understands that. I think anyone that hasn't lived through that can't possibly really understand all the emotions that a parent, be it a husband or a wife, are going through in a situation like that. So,
Yep. Okay, let's talk about the big question. The big question, player of the year. I mean, I came out right away this morning by saying that I have an idea. It's about, you know, you said Global Golf Post, global. I've been talking about global golf because, of course, I'm in Hawaii, and we have people from all over the world coming to Hawaii and playing at the Pearl Open, at the Mid-Pac Open, Jenny Kay. We've had Japanese players coming in from, and just players from everywhere. So to us, it's less of a novelty. It's more of, why not? Let's do it. Let's make it a world. And now it's going to be in the Olympics. So I thought, you adopt a golfer from your family's home country. Let's say you know, three generations ago, four generations ago, five generations ago, they came from England, Germany, Scotland, India, Timbuktu. It doesn't matter where they came from, but find somebody. There's somebody playing golf everywhere, and embrace them. And if your favorite U.S. golfer's not playing, well, then go with your heritage pick. You know,
I saw that on your Facebook page today, and I think it's a great idea. And so this Irishman is going to jump on the Rory McIlroy bandwagon.
There you go. Rory, yes. Now, some people say he doesn't have the composure to, you know, he's not serious enough.
Well, he's also a very young man, and I'm going to ride this one for a long time.
Okay. Then there's the Rio Ishikawa guys, you know. They say, oh, he's definitely going to take this way. He's going to go all the way. Who do you think is going to be the first one to win a major of the young Dustin Johnson, Rio Ishikawa, Rory McIlroy, Anthony Kim coming back, not doing so well yet. He's just off surgery, of course. Of these up-and-comers, who's going to win their first? Is Adam Scott still in the up-and-comers?
No, I think Adam has just turned 30, so he's not even in the 20s conversation any longer. I really do like McIlroy, and nothing to do with my heritage. I'm very, very impressed with his composure. I like his swing a lot. I like his course management. And the round of the year, this year so far, may well be the final round that he posted at the what's now called the Wells Fargo tournament. Again, it was just called the Wachovia tournament there for a while. That may be the round of the year to put that kind of number up on a very, very demanding golf course in a big-time tournament. That speaks volume about this kid. I think he's the real deal. I think the same way about Ishikawa. I think he just needs to play America a little bit more and become a little bit more accustomed to our big golf courses, our long golf courses. Dustin Johnson, boy, if he ever figures it out, he's got distance to spare. Even Tiger is in awe of his distance. And I think you'll see more of him. I think that he probably learned a great deal from the final round at Pebble Beach. But all these names speak very, very well to the future of the game. You can start thinking about the future of the game without Tiger because he's 34.
Exactly.
There's a whole generation of kids that watched him grow up and ready to step in. We haven't even discussed Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, we haven't discussed Ricky Fowler, and it's interesting to see he plays well sometimes. You know, I mean, there's and then he comes out and he's mediocre. What do you think is going on with his game?
Well, I think it's a learning process for him as much as anything else. You got to remember, this is his first year out there, and he's got to learn to find the golf courses that fit his eye and fit his style. He's got to learn to travel and to eat and to get his exercise and to get his rest. And it's a great big learning curve, and I think he's in the middle of it. And I think as a result, some weeks he gets real pistol hot and posts some good numbers. And the next week he's just kind of mediocre. But make no mistake about it, the talent's there. The heart is there. This kid's going to be a factor for a very long time.
I like what you're saying, and it's so important that we all take it, because, see, when he was out on the tour the year before he became professional and officially became a PGA Tour member, right, he was doing so well, and everybody was like, yeah, this guy's going to take over. He's going to take over Tiger's body. Everybody does that. It frankly drives me a little bit crazy that we all expect, you know, but part of it is the newness of it. It's like getting you know, a new set of clubs, and you're, you know, they're really hot. But you've got to get used to the golf courses, and that's why Tiger, he picks the ones that work for his game.
Yeah, people forget that about Tiger, that he has, you know, for many, many years had his own rota, if you will. And it took a couple years for him to figure out where are the golf courses that are going to suit his game best. He also was looking for the best game, so to speak. He wanted to play against the good fields, the better fields, and so he pointed toward those events. It takes a player a couple of years to figure that all out, and I don't think Ricky Fowler is going to be any different in that regard.
Excellent. And so who's going to be the player of the year? Ernie Els is at the top of the FedEx point standings right now. Steve Stricker is right behind him. Jim Furyk, just, you know, I mean, it's really tight. Justin Rose, Phil Mickelson.
Well, you know, in past years, when you got your Player of the Year ballot, you simply checked off Tiger Woods, dumped it in the mail, and that's obviously not going to happen this year. I think it's wide open still, and I think, if nothing else, that bodes well for this year's playoffs. They're going to be compelling because you've got Player of the Year at stake, which you haven't in the last couple of years. And so any one of the names that you rattled off are still alive and still have a realistic chance of becoming Player of the Year.
Very interesting. Now, one thing people will, I hear them screaming it, there's got to be somebody, yeah, and in fact, a friend of mine who's going to be on the air soon, he follows the Duramed Futures Tour, and he's a writer, an author, he wrote a great novel, Pops and Sunshine, about the Duramed. There's got to be a star on a tour to bring attention to the LPGA, let's say. Without the star, without that focus, people are just going to not be care. And then the television ratings are going to go down, and people are just not going to care. And it's only going to be the core golfers, the people who are golfers, not the fringe people who don't really care about the game but watch because there's the star in the midst. What are we going to do about that without a star?
Well, if your analysis is right, and I don't disagree with it, she's on the way. And her name is Alexis Thompson, and she's 15 years old, and she's won a couple hundred thousand dollars in just a very few starts this year since turning pro. She is the real deal. From my perch as being on the board of directors for the American Junior Golf Association for many years, I watched this young lady grow up. She gets it. She comes from a solid golf family. She's got distance herself. She's got the short game. I think she's got the head. And it doesn't hurt that she's a very striking, tall, blonde-haired young lady. I don't think Mike Wan can wait much longer to give her a tour card and welcome her into the LPGA family.
But they say that she's not going to do that, that she's going to go through high school at least and be a regular and I'm sorry, I have this problem. You know, girls at 15 are still controllable.
Well,
girls at 17 and 18 are not as control. I'm telling you this from personal experience. Something comes over a girl when she gets to be that age, and she wants her own head. She's like a thoroughbred horse, and you got to give her head, and she may not run the way you want her to run. And that's my problem with putting so much on Alexis Thompson. It's like this poor girl's got all this stuff on her shoulders about how she's going to be the star. So who's gonna rescue if the LPGA needs a star? Then doesn't the PGA Tour need a star?
Well, I think the PGA Tour has its stars, and we just talked about them, Rory and Ishikawa. You think
they'll take the star quality that Tiger's got and they'd be able to pull that out?
Well, I don't think in our lifetime, I don't think you're going to see another Tiger Woods. I don't think you're going to see a single person so dominant. I think you're going to see a group, a class, if you will.
Yes.
Of players that stand out, and I think that's really going to be better for the game. There are a lot of people that think that golf was pretty boring for the 10 years where Tiger was so dominant because nobody stood up to him, nobody really challenged him, at least with any consistency. If you think back to the Nicklaus era, he had a challenger after challenger, be it Trevino, be it Watson, be it Johnny Miller or Weisskopf.
Yes.
The cast of characters, and they won some, too. I mean, Tom Watson gave as much as he got. That hasn't happened in the Tiger era. But I don't think, and a lot of people find the game boring. I think what you're going to see going forward is a group of people that stand out heads and shoulders above the rest, maybe four or five of them. And I think we've named the likely candidates.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Now, here's another one. Let's throw this into the mix. Are they making too much money on the PGA Tour just giving it 70%? You know, not really working too hard because they're going to make us several million dollars. And so they're willing to, you know, be in the top 10, the top 20 because they're making so much money it's not really necessary for them to really challenge themselves. Is that a fair argument?
I think that's a generalization. Are there some players that have enough talent and don't care all that much about anything else that fit that description? Yeah, probably. I don't think there's a lot of them, but there's some. I think your top players are motivated by something more than just money. They want to win. They want to win majors. I heard this stated very eloquently recently by Luke Donald, who I think is back in the top 10 in the world, and he said to an inquiring writer, look, I got enough money to last a lifetime. I want to win, and I want to win majors. And I think that Luke is reflective of the majority of the really talented players out there.
Yeah. We are KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, and always online at radiogolfclub.com. We're talking with the man behind globalgolfpost.com. It's a digital publication that comes to you. When I send out the, I suggest that you read this because it's really, really good information. And I what was this quote? By 2018, there won't be any more paper publications.
Well, that's not my quote, but I am rather fond of it these days. that was first enunciated by Steve Ballmer, who is the CEO of Microsoft, as most people know. And he's the one who said that soon, and perhaps by the year 2018, there will no longer be printed newspapers or news magazines. His point is that the digital revolution is such that people are going to consume all of the news that they want in a digital format rather than going to the end of your driveway or to your mailbox to receive it. And I think he's right, and that thinking is very much behind the concept of Global Golf Post. We're digital only. There's no paper, there's no postage, and there's no ink. And so we can deliver it from Orlando, Florida to Hawaii overnight so that when your listeners wake up Monday morning, there it is. And I might add also that it's a free publication as well.
Exactly. Now, there's only one caveat. You've got to sign up for it and put your email stuff in there. And some people have a problem with that. They're afraid their information is going to be sold.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. That hurts legitimate operators, and we like to think that we're among those legitimate operators. Our privacy policy is clearly stated. We take it very, very seriously. We will never, ever rent, sell, or otherwise provide unauthorized access to our database of names. And no good internet operator of any kind will do that. Unfortunately, there are some not-so-good guys out there, and they're giving us all a bad name and making our business a whole lot harder than it should otherwise be.
No, but I had to ask the question because I knew that was the case. You will not give it out. So do not hesitate. Sign up for globalgolfpost.com. Excellent writing. Great pictures. You're not going to lose anything. It's all right there every week. Thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning. It's been a pleasure as always. I think did we cover everything?
I think we covered everything, and we can wait 3 or 4 more weeks, and I'll come back. I thank you for having me, and I encourage your listeners to sign up for Global Golf Post and go play golf today.
Thank you very much. Aloha. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bob Bubka's got his own show now on XM Sirius, and he's going to join us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Our own Tad Fujikawa is dominating on the e-golf tour. He's got, in fact, I think he's about to win. But before we get to Tad Fujikawa, Bob Bubka, are you with us already? No, I think he's on a different station right now. You know, he's around the world. Bob is around the world, and now he's on Sirius. What is that called again? XM Radio. We don't have that in Hawaii. So, yes, but he's got his own show, and we're going to talk to him about that. What I would like to bring to you right now is something. You know, Bubba Watson won his first event on the PGA Tour this year, which means We may see him at Kapalua for the SBS Championship. Isn't that exciting? And hopefully he'll stay for the Sony Open. This is what he said after winning. You know, he talked about what it was like, not just for him, but for everybody around him after that victory on the PGA Tour.
On the course, I haven't changed. I've always expected to win. Now, winning is a whole different story, but expecting to win in your mind is easy. You know, anybody can expect to win, but doing it was a little harder. But so I haven't changed that way. I still want to win. My goal is still to make the Ryder Cup. And then next year, my goal will be to make the President's Cup. Anytime you can play for your country is an honor. But off the course, it's just been hectic. You know, wanting to go see the family, wanting to get my dad in the right place, wanting to help my dad as much as possible, wanting to help my mom, who doesn't know how to handle it, obviously. It's been tough. But at the same time, there's more things to do. I mean, you're turning down things. You're excited about doing certain things. So on the golf course, you're finally back doing what you love to do and not worried about the other stuff. You're inside the ropes, and it's when I can finally rest. And, you know, hopefully this winter I can take some time off and just relax like I did for the last 2 weeks, try to relax as much as possible and get ready for next year. But so it's been hectic, but you know, at the same time, it's great. It's great when people want to talk to you for certain reasons. If they want to talk to you for a bad reason, then it's not good. But so in that aspect, it's been good because, you know, everybody's wanting to talk to me and see what I'm thinking and what I'm doing.
Yeah. It was nice having him on the show, too. During the Pearl Open, Bubba Watson stopped by. It was great. And speaking of playing for your family or for your country, you know, it's Patriot Golf Month. And Patriot Day is coming up. And that, of course, is when $5 or $1 is added to the tee. And all that money goes to help the wounded warriors and their families. So some of the stuff that is happening is at Ko'olina, but most of the courses around the state and around the country have pretty much got on board Patriot Golf Day. And but especially at Ko'olina, I wanted to mention, they have, for a minimum of $5 donation, you get $20 off your round of golf. And a free Patriot Golf Day logo ball. So that's a very cool idea. And just remember Patriot Golf Day and how much it helps the wounded warriors. We got something really really exciting happening in the world of golf in Hawaii. And Cassie Isagawa has won the Junior PGA Championship, something that was last done by Hawaii player Stephanie Kono, who's at UCLA, and God, you know, it's so exciting that Cassie, who's been on the junior circuit here in Hawaii for so long, went to the mainland and just, it was a playoff. It wasn't easy, but she did it, and she was under par, and I'm just thrilled to have her back, and I mean, she's going to be in the Junior Ryder Cup. Way to go, Cassie. She's going to be on next weekend. But on with us right now with his brand-new show from the WGC Bridgestone at Firestone. It is Bob Bupka. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning to you, Danielle.
tell us about your new show.
Well, we're all excited. We're going to unveil it at the PGA Championship. It's going to be a two-hour show on XM Sirius, 146 on XM, 209 on Sirius. I'm getting together with Alex Maselli. Alex of Golf Channel fame. He's the fat guy with the mustache that wears the bow tie. So we have been close friends for 15 years. We've never agreed on anything, so it should make for good radio.
Oh, that sounds like great radio. You've never agreed on anything, ever?
Nothing. If I order a Coke, he'll make sure to get Pepsi. If I order vanilla, he wants chocolate.
Okay, so who is your pick for Player of the Year?
Wow, that's a tough question. I think the move that Ernie Els is making right now, he's 4-under par through his round. He's only one shot out of the lead here. If he were to go on to another victory, his third of the year, he may win two honors. They may give him Comeback Player of the Year and Player of the Year. So he's my leading candidate at the moment. currently in last place, trailing very badly for Player of the Year, is Tiger Woods.
I know. And somebody, you know, would you talk to the media if you had just done that?
Well, he did talk to the media today, only because while it's walking across the parking lot with his spikes on, so the audio wasn't very good. Matter of fact, he almost stepped on Janice's foot while he was doing it. And the only reason he had to talk to the media today was because the trap door that they were building in the scorer's trailer wasn't complete, so he couldn't go out through the floor and into the parking lot.
Yeah, okay. He basically told everybody, I don't want to talk. Go talk to the leaders, right?
Yeah, well, he used to say, I'm letting my golf do my talking. Now he won't talk and his golf is not talking.
Yeah, nothing's talking. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. You know, it's going to take a while. It's just going to take a while. You know,
it really is. You know, it's sad in a way to watch. I mean, he's made 16 bogeys and one double bogey this week. He's only made 7 birdies over 3 rounds. This is a golf course where he has completely dominated. I mean, it's astonishing to think that there are 93 players that have played professional golf that have earned $10 million. Tiger has earned $10 million here at Firestone alone. He's won 7 of the last 11 events that he's played here. I mean, it was like his own course. And now he's 11 over par after 3 rounds. It's just, and it gets a little more compounded. He told us earlier in the week that, we have to excuse his game because, you know, his kids come first and he doesn't have as much time to practice. And he said his obligations when he gets to the golf course, have increased drastically. Of course, none of us know, one of those obligations. Nobody ever has seen him do anything at the golf course ever, but that's what he's saying. And if Tiger says it, you know you can't believe it.
You are so, you have gone 180 degrees, man, on Tiger.
Because I'm sad, because he was so great. He was so good for the game. You realize how nervous they are down at PGA Tour headquarters right now. There is a distinct possibility, unless he has a miraculous performance next week at Whistling Straits, that Tiger will not make it into the FedEx Cup playoffs. Now, you try and sell the playoffs when you don't even have Tiger Woods playing in it. I mean, come on. It's we're in dangerous times right now, you know, as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. I mean, internationally, the game is flourishing. My tongue is not even recovered from Louis Oosthuizen winning the British Open, and now I got Kawashita Miyamoto or something like that, only 2 shots out of the lead here.
Let me
8 under par 62 today.
Let me help you. It's Katsumasa Miyamoto.
Yeah, forget about it. That's a radio announcer's nightmare.
Yeah, here you go. Okay.
I'm calling him KM.
KM. KM's doing really good. Yes, he's tied for third right now.
I say he's a very smart guy. You know, Stuart Appleby shoots 59 last Sunday to win by a shot.
Uh-huh.
Where does KM go to dinner last night? He goes to Applebee's, and he has chicken wings. He loves chicken wings, and he comes here and shoots 62. He didn't get to 59, but he's on the right track.
A couple more stops at Applebee's, you're saying, and that'll get it. Bubba Watson must be walking on water right now. He's so happy. He's at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, and, you know, Danielle, he has a wealth of talent. He unleashed that talent at Hartford earlier this year, coming away with the victory. That has pumped up his confidence level. This is a big, long golf course. It plays right into the hands of Bubba Watson when he's hitting it straight, and he's certainly hitting it straight thus far this week. Phil Mickelson, obviously, feeling a little bit of the heat. You know, he has an ideal position to take over as world number one. He has to finish in the top 4. Tiger has to finish out of the top 37, which
well, he's
pretty much guaranteed. Yeah, he's pretty much guaranteed that. And then Phil comes out of the box, makes a bogey on the first hole. He just righted the ship a little bit. Danielle made a par on 2. So he's 1 over. He's only 2 shots out of the lead. So a lot of golf to be played. Ideal weather, by the way. I mean, temperature about 80 degrees, a nice little breeze out there, just magnificent for golf.
You know, Ryan Palmer is happy, too. He's at the top of the leaderboard, tied for three. But you know who's also there? Sean O'Hare. Sean O'Hare is always right there.
Well, he's a very talented golfer. He hadn't gotten the results that he wanted this year, but right now, as you said, he's only two back. I spoke with Ryan Palmer early in the week on Wednesday, as a matter of fact, down on the range, because they blew the siren indicating a lightning storm was coming. So the players could not even hit another golf shot once the siren went off. So I just stood there talking to Ryan. He's a delightful young man. I like him a lot. He's 3 under today on a dart with 9. He's only 2 back. He could win this. I mean, it's a wide open affair now, and that's basically what golf tournaments have turned into with the absence of TW.
Yeah, with the absence of TW. And maybe that's what we needed right now. Maybe he'll get his game back for next year, and then there'll be some real tussling going on. This is, you know, balancing.
You can talk to Jerry King, the excellent instructor over there. That's such a good friend of yours at Kapalua. He'll tell you that the hardest thing in golf is not to get to the top the first time, but to get to the top a second time. Because when you're number one, and Tiger used to love to practice, he constantly told us that he loved practicing, he loved hitting balls. Did all of that while he was the best player in the world because it's easy to do. But now that he's not number one, it's harder for him to practice. So as a result of that, he plays worse. I mean, golf is just so mental. And I think he may go down in history as the greatest example in the sport of golf, proving how much of a mental sport it is, because he certainly hasn't deteriorated physically at all from last year and from the last 10 years. But mentally, you know, his brain has been blown up, and it's tough to play that way. It really is tough to play that way.
I love how you said that. His brain's been blown up. We need to take a break. Can you stay, or do you got to go?
No, I'll stay for that one break, and then as soon as you come back, I'll leave. No, I'm just teasing.
We'll be back after this with our second qualifier, Aloha Team Classic. We got to get you. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Dial 808-296-5467. If you're the 18th caller, you'll qualify to win. Qualify to win 5 nights at the Outrigger Napidi Shores, 6 days with a Hertz Rent-A-Car, a round of golf at Ka'anapali, plus you'll have 2 events to enjoy, and Go Mokulele is going to fly you to Maui and back again, whichever island you happen to be on, okay? Call now. Bob Bupka's got his own show. Before we go and think of all of our own people who make this show possible that I'm doing, what is your show now on XM Sirius?
It's going to be called The Grill Room. And
I like that. Are you guys going to eat and drink?
Well, if you no, but if you can't stand the heat, you don't want to come near this kitchen.
Okay, got it. All right, the grill room. And this,
by the way, on that contest of yours, that rental car,
yeah,
that's not the one I had at Honolulu, is it, for the Sony last year, that little three-wheel motorcycle?
No. Okay. This is one that'll carry all your luggage and everything. And it's a hard truck.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to be back here for the Kapalua SBS Championship and at Wailea for the Sony Open?
I'm definitely looking forward to it, but since I don't buy green bananas, you know, that's a long way in the future.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to tell you, I talked to Gary Planos, and ticket price is free. They're not charging.
What?
Yeah, they're not going to charge. They just want people to come out and have a really good time at Kapalua for the SBS Championship. And Gary Planos will be on the show coming up later this month. Got a big event coming up real soon at Kapalua. And on the 28th, we'll be doing all the details about the SBS Championship at Kapalua. So I want to see you. See, okay?
Yeah, and you know who I was talking to is Mark Rolfing. He's doing a tremendous amount of work with Gary and Nancy Cross and making sure that that event stays. It's become an institution. The players love it. The spectators this year obviously going to love it, being able to come out there completely free. And hats off to the Bridgestone people here. Today they've let all military personnel in without charging, and I think that's a tremendous gesture on their part.
Yes, it is.
Just a little way of us saying thank you for serving our country and allowing us the freedom to go watch a golf tournament. Bad news for Retief Goosen, triple bogey on the first hole. He had the overnight lead, and he's one of those quiet assassins, won 2 U.S. Opens. You wouldn't think that he would get rattled, but obviously, and that came after a good drive, but a triple bogey, and that just bunches up this entire leaderboard. It's really amazing now. There's about 17 players within 3 shots of the lead as we speak. So
Bob Bupka,
it can happen, and it might.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and I can't wait to go listen to The Grill. Thank you, The Grill Room.
Grill Room, yeah. Right, thanks
on
for plugging it. Yes,
absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon. We need the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association 2010 State Match Play Championship people, and one of the people who could do it, I know her. She's a qualifier for our flyaway. Her name is Doreen. Doreen, can you enter, please? It's Match Play Championship begins 7:30 Wednesday the 11th with the qualifying round. This year's event, the competitors will be divided into 2 flights. So get in touch with the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association. It's at the Oahu Country Club. It's really pretty there. It's the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's a great place to play golf. And thank you to Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on statewide. Alakai Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, whether you've been hurt in an accident at work or motorcycle, maybe it's a car accident. They're on Ward across from Sports Authority. We achieve results. It's Moon Physical Therapy. Floors of Hawaii, they're located just off Dillingham and Waiakamilo. They're the only company in Hawaii that recycles carpet. Go green. Floors of Hawaii, a wide selection of carpet, tile, wood flooring done by licensed installers, flooring done right. The computer doctor, whether it's a PC or a Mac, hey, the computer doctor is on call. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, shopping centers, whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. 808golf.com, golf news and travel. And who's that second qualifier that we've got? Catch the golf club at radiogolfclub.com. And Greg Fujita, congratulations. You are the next qualifier. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KGOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KPUA-AM 670. KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.